7-2-4-7-2. You have a direct carriage for Minton 3-4. DCI will be Paris. The fact, Sidewinder 1, ID card, shot record, rendezvous, card is offset. Bingo in the target area will be 5,300 crowns. If anybody sees any ground fire, call that out so the rest of us will be aware of it. We may want to change our tactics depending upon the ground fire.
Thank you. dinky-dow, dinky-dow, dinky-dow do, with their hands in their pockets and nothing to do.
Thank you. wrecking. Here's a bulldozer of a wrecking. Man, good man, blinded by the light. Are you good at sports? Well, if sports is your bag, punching bag or not, you in luck. The Department of Defense is looking for men and women who will represent the United States in the next Olympics. Now, if you're going to bring home the gold, you have to begin training right now. It's an uphill climb, and it'll take dedication, ambition, and a whole lot of drive. Now, if this sounds like you, then you better begin today. How? Well, the first thing is to enter the sports programs on your base. Those who excel here will then go to participate in inter-command competition. From there, it's on to the inter-service meets. Now, when a man or woman is selected to play on an armed forces team, training becomes his full-time duty. That's when he must prepare himself for the inevitable day he meets his equals at the Olympic Games. Now, whether you win or lose, participating in the Olympics is an exhilarating experience. So begin training for your gold medal right now. Talk to your athletic officer about the sports programs offered to you. knights. You know what those are, don't you? Those are guys who wear all that armor, go around saying, "What dost thou know, y'all?" Them Southern knights, man, that's what I tell you. That's Glenn Campbell, go think about it.
Overseas got started. Well, actually, it was General Winfield Scott, the leader of the U.S. troops in the War of 1812, who perhaps first recognized the requirements for school to educate dependents of military personnel. Now, in those days, wives and children accompanied the U.S. Army in its move westward to establish posts along the American isolated frontiers. Now, these days, international commitments require that U.S. troops be stationed in many parts of the world. This makes it necessary to provide education for the children of service members assigned to U.S. forces abroad when on an accompanied tour. In 1976, Congress established a newly reorganized Department of Defense dependent schools, a field activity of the Office of the Secretary of Defense. The dependent school's mission is to provide quality education comparable to that available in the United States. Now, ain't you glad the old Wolfman told you that? I knew you'd be happy.
Oh,
the thief and keep from getting his sleep as we wire and fire ourselves up with the tight sound of that bad bunch of rock and roll heavies. We talking about